Pollster, the U.S. college graduate class is paralyzed by hate. By Neil Monroe on March 20, 2026. Many white-collar American voters are so enraged by their hate for President Donald Trump they do not recognize the growing economic threat of the H-1B visa program, says pollster Brent Buchanan, founder of Signal, a polling firm. College-educated voters are too blinded by their Trump hate to realize what's happening to them, he told Breitbart News. They're afraid of AI, but they have no clue that H-1B visas are more damaging to their prospects and their earning potential. Many of the college graduates are intensely suspicious of companies' intentions and actions, and Trump could make an outreach to them by spotlighting corporate actions on healthcare, he said. College voters aren't necessarily enthusiastic about Democrats, they're just currently turned off more by Republicans. It does create an opening, but you have to address that perception issue first. But I'm not sure anybody who's white-collar and voting Democratic right now can get over Trump long enough to think about an issue, he said, adding. If they wanted to be honest with themselves, their salaries are far more likely to be suppressed than a plumber's wages will be, by an H-1B visa, but, college-educated voters are too blinded by their Trump hate to realize what's happening to them. The white-collar hatred of Trump may be rooted in a class desire to create a white status gap with his supporters, Buchanan suggested. That is likely why this Trump hatred has spread so quickly in the cocktail circuit, going back to 2015, he said. The H-1B program and similar programs keep roughly 2 million foreigners in U.S. white-collar jobs that would otherwise be held by American graduates. The visa programs are now eating more Americans' jobs because President Joe Biden's deputies allowed private companies to import many more visa workers for jobs in nonprofits, such as hospitals and universities. Worse, companies are now using AI technology to train foreigners for more of the American jobs that can be outsourced to India and other countries. A growing share of the remaining jobs in the United States are being filled by the continued inflow of at least roughly 500,000 young white-collar migrants, often via discriminatory kickback schemes hidden within ethnic Indian communities. The growing danger from the H-1B and other visa programs is highlighted by comments from Neil Bradley, the chief lobbyist for the D.C.-based U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Related, there is so much fraud in the H-1B visa program. The problem is that this H-1B program hasn't kept pace with the evolution of the last 25 years. Bradley Henry Olson's Conservative Crossroads podcast. Congress, he said, should begin modernizing the H-1B program, and that includes increasing these annual inflows of H-1B visas, because if we do that, it's not going to take away part of the pie for Americans. If anything, it's going to make our collective pie bigger, and that benefits all of us. There are a lot of IT workers who come in, he said, but we do bring in petroleum engineers. We actually bring in nuclear engineers, medical professionals, and elementary school teachers. The program faces no significant public opposition. Bradley claimed, find any poll where H-1B visa programs, or, frankly, any named visa program, ranks in people's top concerns. I certainly haven't seen it in 25 years plus of doing this work. Despite Bradley's comment, hostility to the visa programs is growing rapidly. A 44% plurality of likely voters say that companies exploit the H-1B visa system, according to a new poll by Signal. Just 18% say definitely H-1B visas are essential for U.S. competitiveness, said an October 7th to 8th poll of 1,500 likely general election voters. A September survey of white-collar professionals shows that 56% of U.S. citizens say the huge H-1B visa worker program is transferring their jobs and careers to white-collar migrants. A long-standing survey by Rasmussen also shows 2-to-1 public opposition to higher skill visa outsourcing. More D.C.-based advocates are criticizing the visas. It's a scam, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He added. Let's face it, there are plenty of Americans, young people especially, who have the skills for the visa jobs. Most of them are not super high-level PhD jobs. They're entry-level jobs for people who are of average, college graduate, skill level. The jobs are not special, and this program should not exist. More white-collar journalists are showing how U.S. graduates are being locked out of jobs. For example, the New York Times posted a March 19 article about alienated Gen Z Americans. I graduated college almost 2 years ago at this point, and things felt really different compared to now, one participant said. Another added, an entry-level job is never really an entry-level job anymore. Participants described applying to job after job after job, and frustrations with what college didn't prepare them for. Most had a stronger interest in a secure, imperfect position over a risky dream opportunity. The job market for recent college graduates in New York is worsening, clouding a once bright spot in the city's economy, Bloomberg reported on March 13. The total number of available entry-level jobs in the city fell 37% between 2022 and 2024, a loss of nearly 30,000 positions overall, according to a new report from the Center for an Urban Future. The number of paid internships has also plunged, falling from nearly 11,000 in 2019 to just under 7,000 in 2024, the report found. Miguel Luna, 23, graduated from City College in May with a degree in computer science, a field he thought would all but guarantee a low six-figure annual salary. But advances in the programming skills of AI clients have sharply reduced demand for the kinds of young, entry-level tech workers companies once hired en masse. Luna, who is living with his parents in New Jersey while he hunts for work, has applied for 5 jobs a day, 3 days a week, every week since graduation. I just haven't really been getting anything back, Luna said. He has begun applying for lower-paying jobs in retail and security. It just feels really, just hopeless. A growing number of GOP politicians are talking about the damage that legalized migration does to middle-class Americans. Some of Trump's deputies have begun using their limited authority to penalize companies for discriminating against Americans. However, few American professionals are converting their fears and knowledge into the hard-nosed political campaigns that pressure politicians to vote the right way, said Kevin Lynn, the founder of U.S. Tech Workers. They have been afraid of sounding racist, but they need to get vocal, and they need to get active. No one's coming to save them. They're all going to be unemployed. They're all going to be miserable. Trump isn't going to save them. The only path forward is to fight back. And the only way they can fight back is to realize that they have an interest in getting rid of these employment visas. They should be calling their legislators, speaking with the legislative aides, regularly checking in with them. The only thing anyone in Congress cares about is getting reelected, he told Breitbart News. It is an open question whether U.S. professionals act in time to protect themselves from visas, Buchanan said. I don't think we'll know until there's a mass disruption similar to what was described in the 1930s by author Upton Sinclair, who, viscerally, brought us through the meatpacking district. He really brought the blight of blue-collar work into the conversation. And then it became a policy and political issue in the New Deal pushed by President Franklin Roosevelt.